You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a very warm welcome to this edition of the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. This time we're looking ahead to the action that's coming up on Sunday the 29th of July. It's certainly not the busiest Sunday of all time, but there's still winners to be found racing at Wolverhampton. Pontefract and Uttoxeter are live on Racing Radio from 10 past 1. And you can join the guys in the studio, James Millman, Master Jones and Paddy Aspel, for all the day's action. But here on the podcast, my name's John Gibby and I'm joined by Mr. Stats himself, Andrew Mount. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, John. Mr. Stats, I've not been called that before. That's an interesting one. It's better than Stato.
Do people call you Stato?
Yeah, Mr. Stats. Yes, it's respect, isn't it? You know, being called Mr., I suppose.
Yeah, well, I thought, you're the sort of person who deserves that sort of respect, Andrew. You know, I was about to say senior, let's not say that. Experienced member. Tipping community.
Careful now, you young whippersnapper.
How are you? You well?
Yeah, good, thank you. Yeah, just looking forward to a busy afternoon's racing on Saturday. Trying to get ahead to have a look at glorious Goodwood's cards next week as well.
Yeah, so just to explain, we're recording this before racing on Saturday. Sometimes on the Sunday Racing Podcast, we record it after racing on Saturday so we can look back at what's happened. We can't do that today because the studio isn't free. So we're doing it now. So we'll look at racing on Sunday and we'll also, as you mentioned there, Andrew, look ahead a little bit further afield to Goodwood. But we'll start with Sunday's racing. We'll take a look at your two selections, Andrew. And where's the first one?
Right, we're going to Pontefract for the first race, and this is the 3:35. This is a listed race. Small field, as you would expect for this time of year with the very quick ground. Rain-wise, there's not a huge amount forecast at Pontefract. There might be some. They're calling it fast at the moment. And the one I like in this one-mile contest is last year's winner, Another Touch. Trained by Richard Farhir, Yard has been in really good form in the last few days. And the key to Another Touch is a small field. You look at this one's 5 career wins, 5 runners, 8 runners, 7, 7 and 5. And that last win coming in this race 12 months ago by a neck on soft ground. He doesn't need that sort of ground. He's won 3 times on good ground and once on good to firm. It's just that when he has a big field, he tends to meet trouble. Now, he ran a really good race last time out behind Yukon Glen at York. That was when finishing 7th of 19 behind that one. And, he was badly drawn that day as well. It paid to be drawn low towards the inside rail. And he was drawn out wide in stall 19 of 19. So that was an excellent effort. And given his liking for small fields, a good draw towards the inside, which can be key even in small fields here. A few meetings ago, Pontefract, they moved the rail and the inside bias seemed to disappear for a while. But the false wet rail was removed last week and we were back to like stalls 1, 2 and 3 and horses who made all doing really well. So expect to see Another Touch go close in his bid to repeat his win in this race last year.
Another Touch then for Andrew in that 3:35. What about your other selection? Are we staying at Ponty?
Staying at Ponty, one of my favourite tracks, and it's the 4:05 race this time. It's a good class 3, 6 furlong handicap. The one I'm going for here is drawn a little wider than ideal, Gin in the Inn in stall 8. This one's generally sort of ridden from, behind the pace, so hopefully can tuck in behind the front runners. And the key to this one is his record on turning tracks. His win this season did come at Ripon. That was on good to soft ground, suggesting you won't mind if the rain arrives. He's won twice here at Pontefract. He's finished second by a short head in a field of 13 at Chester last May. And generally speaking, he seems best when given a turning track. And I think you can forgive a poor effort last time out at Ripon behind Piper's Note. And I think back at Pontefract, with hopefully we'll get a little bit of easing of the ground, because this one will certainly appreciate it. And I think with Richard Fahey going so well, gin in the inn could be the value here.
Gin in the inn for that 4.05 then. So two selections there for Pontefract Racing on Sunday. I was thinking about going to Ponty tomorrow, Andrew, but take a look at the weather forecast. Maybe not. It's supposed to absolutely tip it down.
Yeah, that's the thing. So that's why I've sort of gone for two horses that have got soft ground winning form, but have also proved effective on fast. So hopefully won't mind what the conditions do.
So that is Pontefract Racing on Sunday. It's one of three cards live on Racing Radio alongside Wolverhampton and Uttoxeter. We'll now look slightly further afield to Goodwood. Of course, the glorious meeting takes place next week, or the Qatar Goodwood Festival, as we should now call it.
Yes.
Andrew,
for it'll always be glorious Goodwood to me.
Yeah, probably part of the same contingent where it'll always be the Hennessy as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I say part of the same contingent.
And the Whitbread.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
going back even further.
That is slightly. Yeah,
I draw a line at the Schweppes instead of the the Betfair Hurdle.
Goodwood starts on Tuesday. We've had obviously the entries coming through for the first few days. As always, great group racing to be had. First of all, and I'm putting you on the spot slightly because I didn't talk to you about this before we started recording, but let me ask you, you know, you are obviously a punter and a tipster who puts a lot of emphasis on stats and draws and, you know, biases and that sort of thing. What sort of things should we be looking for at Goodwood?
First, we need to split it by the straight track, the sprint track, and the round course. So in sprints, 5 or 6 furlongs, we're looking for horses who are drawn low to middle, ideally, in these big field races. Often at Goodwood, the stands rail is dead. And if you think of the camber, when it rains, the water will, you know, sort of gather more in that lower area towards the stand side rail. It's higher the further you get away from the stand side, a bit like Epsom in that effect. And remember on Oaks Day, when everyone was coming near side at Epsom, at the top of the hill, where the ground was quicker. Similar thing at Goodwood, and the bias was massive last year. If you were drawn high and anywhere near that stands rail, you were absolutely scuppered. Now, if we just look at sprint handicaps only, in the last 5 seasons, 13 or more runners, so we've got a decent-sized field. 5 of the 20 winners came from stall 1, 2 from stall 2, 3 from stall 4, 2 from stall 5. So, you know, 7 from 20 were drawn 1 or 2, and 12 of the 20 were drawn in the bottom 5 stalls. A couple each from stalls 8 and 9, 1 from stall 7. And as soon as you start looking at those drawn high, they're really struggling. And, it's been that way for a few years now. It's no guarantee it will be the same. You don't know what they've done to the track, over the last few weeks and months, and what the weather conditions are going to do. But I'd be looking to go low in the sprint handicaps, and particularly in the Stewards' Cup and the Consolation Race, when they spread right across the track and that far rail comes into play. Now, when we move on to the round course, I generally sort of ignore the draw over 10 furlongs or further, or certainly the mile 3 and further, and I'm looking to low draws again over 7 furlongs to 9 furlongs on the round course, particularly when they move the false rail to produce fresh ground. I think they do that on Friday for the last 2 days. It may be Thursday, so I'd have to just double check that. But generally speaking, you know, you're coming around that bend. If you're drawn, 15 plus or 13 plus in a field of 20, you're going to have to go very wide. And unless you're a front runner who can get across, you're going to be stuck out wide and probably be on the slowest part of the track. But particularly look for that in the big 1 mile handicap, and later on in the week when that false rail has been revealed. If you can find a prominent racer drawn, sort of stalls 1, 2, 3, or 4, you're probably going to have a good bet.
So in terms of the races, especially on the first couple of days of Glorious Goodwood, Andrew, is anything catching your eye at this stage?
That is a good question. And so we kick off with a 10 furlong handicap. Now, of course, Mark Johnson is another person we should mention when we talk about Glorious Goodwood handicaps, because he has an incredible record in these valuable Goodwood contests. And if we just look at the past winners in that first race, Johnson won this in 2009, in 2012, in 2014, and 2016 with firefighting. He generally runs sort of 2 or 3 in these races. And what I found previously is if I tried to choose between them and knock 1 or 2 of them out, I generally end up going the wrong way. I was with Stars Over the Sea in this race 2 years ago. He's finished third, the 8-1 co-favourite, behind Firefighting, Stablemate, and another 8-1 co-favourite. So generally Perm, Dutch Bet, the Mark Johnson runners in these handicaps, particularly over the longer trips of 10 furlongs or further. So just looking there, he's got Rainbow Rebel, who's seeking a four-timer in that opening contest. And there's bound to be plenty of others throughout the day as well. He also is capable of winning twice with the same horse within the 5 days of the festival. So don't be put off if you see one of his run on Tuesday or Wednesday and then come out again later in the week.
And finally, in terms of any of the 5 days of the Goodwood Festival, Andrew, especially looking to the sort of Group 1, Group 2 races, any horses you're really looking forward to seeing running?
I'm not sure if Beat the Bank is going to run in the Sussex. This is a horse that I mentioned favourably after he ran at Royal Ascot, finishing 6th of 15 behind Accidental Agent in the Queen Anne. Very keen on him last time when he turned up at Ascot again in the Group 2 Summer Mile, because he needs a small field. He's, I think it's 5 runs now in fields of 9 or fewer runners in his career, and he's won them all. Now, he is in the Sussex. He's currently 6-1 with us here at William Hill. And at the moment, there's 13 in that, but that race generally cuts up to a single-figure field. If it does, and if Beat the Bank runs, then I think he can make it 6 wins from 6 in small fields.
Beat the Bank, if he runs, if it's a small field, in the Sussex Stakes, that Group 1 contest on the Wednesday at Goodwood. We look forward to all 5 days on Racing Radio, and also to Sunday's racing as well, of course. Thanks, Andrew, for your selections, and thanks for joining us on the podcast today.
Thanks, John. Have a good weekend.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.